Thursday, January the 5th. This is indeed the Valley of the Black Pig. My asthma of troubles hangs over everything. If I had to draw a graph of when it began, or when it at least seeped through to me, I would say about December 10th. There are the big troubles, Vietnam, and the teetering balance between inflation and possible depression. And then there are a whole flock of little troubles like gnats. Today it is Pete Hurd breaking into print once more about the portrait. My sympathy and disappointment and regret is rapidly dissipating as he launches into more and more interviews. And Bill Moyer's departure is giving the press a picnic. As far back as I can remember, there's been a concerted attempt on the part of the press to pit Lyndon against somebody. Long, long ago, when the speaker was the old giant and Lyndon was the young, upcoming power, there were the repeated attempts to set them against one another. Later, to set Lyndon against Alan Shivers. Only that one worked. Later still, to set Lyndon, now the old giant, against the younger, growing John Connally.
It is a part
of his talent, and forever to his credit, that Lyndon has not permitted these things to take place.
And now
the persistent nibbling attempt to set Lyndon and Bill Moyers against each other, by stories that indicate that Bill has really brought in all the fine, fresh, bright, liberal ideas, an attitude hardly calculated to endear him to the rest of the staff, and that his departure will be a loss from which it will be impossible to recover.
Well, it will if they can work it that way.
It will indeed be a sore loss. I remember with affection those long hours of work, years of friendship, keen, fast mind, laced with wit. We are going to miss him so much, and I hope that we and he and all the staff will weigh all this wave of publicity judiciously and philosophically. I spent the morning working on a possible answer, brief, to Pete Hurd. The picture was too big. I had taken him to stand in front of the one of Thomas Jefferson and told him I hoped it would be that size. The Capitol was too brilliantly, unrealistically lit. Actually, the dome floats in the night like a great pearl. A brief statement, and then no more.
And then
I worked on the list for the Vice President's dinner. And then, about 2 o'clock, I simply went to sleep and slept nearly 2 hours. A funny reaction to trouble. Later, as I recorded in my little sitting room office, in came Linda, fresh from Acapulco, the very spirit of 67, wearing mesh hose and little girl flat shoes and very short, very bright clothes, looking so chic and gay. Told me about being the house guest of the Bruno Pagliais. John Wayne was there. She liked him very much. He's very conservative, but had spoken quite kindly of her father. And Dolores Del Rio, whom she says is beautiful and such a lady. She has succeeded, I believe, in detaching herself from our life to the extent that she no longer worries too much. She does what she wants within the limits of decorum and good judgment. She's becoming really grown up. How I do love her. Muriel came over about 7. She'd asked me earlier if she could cook a steak for just the two of us. I suggested we bowl and then just drop in the office and see. After a drink, we went to the bowling alley, and she beat me roundly 2.5 games, shooting 137 one time to my 105 or so. And then Lyndon called. He said yes, he could go to the Humphreys for a steak. We picked up the Vice President, and the four of us arrived at their apartment a little before 10. It was very gay and carefree. They're such fun. We all felt like things couldn't get much worse. So let's just take off a couple of hours and enjoy each other. So we analyzed the Senate and its leadership, past and present, coming session, the things we needed to do. There was sort of a spirit of drawing together in time of trouble. We moved in a very simple, unpresidential sort of way. No motorcycle, no doorman. I don't think anybody even knew we went. It was fun, kind of a night out. At 12 o'clock, we were back at the White House, and tonight, Lyndon did not do his night reading. We went to sleep. Tomorrow will be time enough to take up the problems.